Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast. It's a podcast with Laura Clary. Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast, the first video podcast. Cool. But it's not a video podcast for everyone, but we are recording this as well.
Just doing technical things.
Yes. So, yay. Cool. Episode 7, I believe. Hi.
Hi.
So cool. Well, what's going on?
Well, we just recorded one and then we had to abandon it, but I can't remember what we said that was funny. What did we say again?
Why
people do that on podcasts all the time. They say what happened.
So this is really interesting, you guys, because I don't know how to podcast. In fact, I don't actually listen to a lot of podcasts. And so
I listen to loads.
Yeah. And so I don't necessarily know all of the rules. And so it's like, what do you say? What don't you say? If I feel like a story is not working, I want to like cut and redo it.
But that story you just told was amazing. And then you just stopped.
Well, because I also thought that I had already told the story.
No, you told the last bit, but you didn't tell the first bit.
Well, anyway, so I recorded a promo for the podcast and I thought it would be funny if Steven walked down the stairs completely naked while I was doing the promo. So that was fun for me.
I'm sorry. I'm so out of it now.
It's okay.
I'm completely.
Because guess what? All about the off the cuff. Why are you out of it? What are you thinking? What's really going
on? Because we just recorded a really good second half, first half of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm worried that we missed all that great stuff.
So you're letting fear stop you from being present.
Yeah.
You're thinking about what was. You're thinking about moments before saying, oh, why didn't it go like this? Why did this happen? Rather than just being right here, right now. Because right here, right now, this is our only chance at peace. This is our only chance
all right,
of bliss.
Tony Robbins.
This is our only chance. If you want to be happy, if you want to be free, you will be here right now.
Would that be Tony Horvath or Helen Robbins?
Do you think it sounds like Helen?
Definitely.
It really hurts my throat when I do a Tony Robbins impression.
Don't do it then.
But it's funny.
Do it again.
You, right here, right now. Don't think about 5 minutes. Don't think about 10 minutes. Be here now.
He's a giant, a real life giant. He's got giganticism.
No way.
Yeah.
He really has that?
Yeah. That, you know, when people, giant is a real thing, and that's what he's got.
No fucking
way. That's why he has
way.
So many health problems. Apparently, allegedly.
But I bet. Wait, I need to like Google right now what this is.
Unless he wants to sponsor this, in which case he's very healthy and nice.
He doesn't do that.
No, I know.
Okay. What is it called?
Why is it we could never remember the name of this book?
Giganticism?
Awaken the Giant Within.
Okay.
Giant, see? He's all about being
okay.
A giant.
Giganticism. Gigantism. Gigantism is a serious condition that is nearly always caused by... what is that word?
What does it say?
By a tumor of the pituitary gland.
Yes, he talks about that,
gigantism
think.
Occurs in patients who had excessive growth hormone in childhood. The pituitary tumor cells secrete too much growth hormone, leading to many changes in the body. So you have like, so that does just mean you're like giant though, right? Because he is fucking huge. I mean, he's not fat. He's just like big.
Just, everything's big.
Ah.
He would have been one of those kids in the class who was just a little bit odd.
But the thing is like, that's probably why he's so compelling as a motivational speaker or strategist, whatever he likes to be called. And he does these events where he's like, comes out on stage and he's like, are you ready to unleash the beast within?
I love Tony.
You know, and everyone's like, yeah, yeah. And everyone gets excited and there's like a whole stadium full of people.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
And that would be so miserable to go to, though.
3 days long. No sleep,
do you know how,
right?
Like, I would just be cringing the whole time.
You couldn't handle the no sleep.
I listen to Tony Robbins and I love his philosophy and I love, like, I actually hold him responsible for a lot of my success. He's really helped me through things, but I'll listen to audiobooks and, like, you know, audio or like I'll read his books. But as far as going to those events where you're in this crowded place with thousands of people,
yeah,
and they're all like, he's like, hug your neighbor. That's and like, fine. I don't know why that stuff just that makes me cringe worst. So hard. But I, you know, we want to go out live soon. And we talked about doing characters live and what would Pamela and Roger look like. And I thought Pamela Pupkin is like, she wants to be the next Oprah / Tony Robbins yes. / Rachel Ray. She wants to be, you know, I am a motivational speaker. I am a therapist, unlicensed. I am a chef, never went to culinary school. I am a spiritual guru, never been to India. But like, you know, she's that person. She's like, I will heal you, but clearly her own life is completely unmanageable and she hates her husband and they're struggling to pay their mortgage and she has such horrible temper and she punches things. She's always getting mad over nothing. She's the woman who donates $5 and talks about it to everyone she meets.
Yes, she would talk about it
to
everyone.
She's that person.
Yes, 100%.
So Pamela doing a seminar is so funny for her to come out and like, come on, let's go. Because she does those, she creates workout routines. Hello.
Yeah.
Those are like the things the workout routines, I'm really proud of those. It started with Punch the Devil, Kick Satan. For those of you who haven't seen, she does this workout for the Lord. Christina, if you could just play a bit of the song and we'll cut to the video here maybe. Pamela Pupkin, this character, she did workout for the Lord. So it was like left, right, up to Jesus, up to Jesus, up to Jesus, circle, circle to the Lord, circle, circle to the Lord, circle, circle to the Lord and to the Lord and to the Lord and Christ, cross, Christ, cross, up, up, up to Jesus. Punch the devil, kick the Satan, punch the devil, kick the Satan, punch the devil, kick the Satan, punch the devil, kick the Satan. And, I had that idea for literally 10 years. I've always thought it was really funny to do a workout for the Lord. And I just never had an audience and I never had anyone to show it to.
When we first got together, I saw it by accident. Did I see it by accident? How did I see that? How did I see that stuff?
I think I had a YouTube video or something.
You did.
No, I had showed you and then you posted it on YouTube and I was mad at you.
Oh, you were so upset with me.
When we first started dating like 7 years ago, this was when I was an auditioning actress and I was terrified to post my own content and create my own content because as an actress, you can be in some shitty sitcom and if it's shitty, well, I didn't write it. Yeah. Well, I didn't direct it. I was just playing the dumb blonde girl in it. But when you're the creator and the director and the producer, if it sucks, it's totally your fault.
Yes.
So it's like,
that's true.
The stakes are so much higher. And I always knew that I wanted to be a storyteller and a director and I wanted to create my own content. But my negative self-talk would say, you're not smart enough. You didn't go to film school. You don't know how to do this. Just audition for Tide commercials and just be fine with that.
You were always making stuff. You just didn't ever want to post it.
Yes. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to start shooting stuff and writing and, you know, I love creating characters. And so I would shoot it and then I would be like, nope, can't post it because what if people don't like it? Or even worse, what if they don't care? So yeah. that was the fear. And then Steven was like, loved. I think I had like one video. I auditioned for SNL years ago. And so I did this compilation of characters. And
oh, yeah.
For one reason or another, that was on YouTube.
Yes. That's what I saw with the guy with the
yeah.
the fake penis in his pants.
Yes. That was my gay character. And he had That was so dumb.
Oh, dude. And Sneer. I love Sneer. Do Sneer, please.
Oh, he just was like complaining about traffic all the time. He's like, traffic, traffic. You can't go anywhere. But, oh, no. That was, no. And then I had Bad Idea Girl.
Bad Idea Girl.
She just had the worst ideas ever. She's like, what if I got an idea. I got it. She's like, you want a haircut, but you're hungry? It's a deli / hair salon. You can get your hair cut while you're eating a cold cut. And like,
I remember just, that. But yeah, it was Ivy on there? Ivy might have been on there.
No, Ivy did not exist yet.
Feather Rose Petal.
She wasn't on there either. This was like years ago. I had the Russian karaoke woman. There was a character who was this Russian woman who was obsessed with karaoke. Yes. And she would just sing, if you love pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga and if you have half a brain, if you love making love at midnight, la 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 la. And she just loved karaoke. I moved here from Moscow and they love karaoke. It is my dream. It is my goal to be best karaoke singer in the world. But she was like very deadpan. She had on this tight little pink dress. It's just funny.
Didn't she want to get paid in meat? I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so there's that one.
Yeah.
There was Schneer, who I loved. Loved Schneer. But what was his thing? I can't remember his thing now.
I can't remember either.
His voice was so funny.
Yeah, but so yeah, anyway, so Steven saw that this video of this, and on it was the original Christian aerobics instructor. And this was before Pamela Pupkin exists. So it was just this like random Christian girl with these like really high-waisted leggings on. She was just like, circle, circle to the Lord, circle. And she, that was on there. And
we should post that sketch.
I have to find it because I was so self-destructive that I think I deleted that video from YouTube.
Right.
Because I was so humiliated.
You used to do things like that all the time. You post something and take it down the next day and delete it and throw it away forever.
Yes, I did. I really wrestled with a lot of that.
But anyway, now...
I know. So
Pamela,
you saw it.
Reborn.
Wait, but so Steve and I were first dating and I was like putting on this like, I'm like a feminine girl or just, you know, just doing girl things. Yeah, I'm an actress. I've been in, have you seen Two Broke Girls? Yeah, I was on that. And anyway, I have a pilot audition tomorrow. So this sounds great.
Yeah, you did.
I mean,
actually,
I wasn't like that girly.
The first time
we were fun. I was funny around.
Yeah, you were. But the first time we ever went out, you said you were fevering, and you actually did this, which I thought only people did on film. She went, fevering.
I'm
actually did that. Who does that? Who does that actual thing? I thought that was just from the 40s.
Yeah, the first date he took me on, I was like, I'm fevering.
With the hand. I thought,
do you mind just telling me stories? I'm fevering, so I don't want to talk. And he was like, sure, all right.
Yeah, I did.
So this one time I went to the store with my friend and there was a man there who worked there called Mr. Asif.
Yeah, and I love the way you said Asif.
Mr. Asif. And he would always say, anything else?
That's right.
And he would say, I just want this pack of cigarettes and that's it. And he would go, anything else?
Yeah. That was our game. We would try to get him to not say anything else. That was the game. If you could get him to not say anything else, we never, ever succeeded. Not once. You'd go in and
anything
say,
else?
I'll have a packet of crisps, some cigarettes, and a Coke, and nothing else at all. Just those things. Nothing else. And he would go, anything else? He couldn't not say anything else. It was hysterical. Yeah.
Mr. Asif.
I told you that story, didn't I? And yeah, I told you. And his wife, Mrs. Asif.
Mrs. Asif and Mr. Asif. Ah. But did she do it?
No, only him.
Mm.
Yeah.
So yeah, so he told me that story. That was the first story he ever told me on our first date. But anyway, so I did do the fevering thing, but whatever. I wasn't like trying to be a total girly girl, but I think I did have this like fear that like, I was so goofy and, like, did all these weird faces and characters and was so funny and just that wasn't attractive to a man. And so I was, like, hiding that part of myself because I didn't want you to just be like, oh, that's – she's just a clown. I don't want to bang a clown.
But you didn't realize that was the thing. That was – I love that.
Yeah. He loves banging clowns.
I love banging clowns. Can't get enough of it.
Yes. I see on his computer is clown porn.
Yeah, I'm always hanging around outside clown school.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
How would you attract clowns? You'd have to have a bag of sweets.
Yeah.
What do clowns like?
I have a rubber nose. He's like, let me squeeze your nose. Oh, God.
Squeeze that big rubber nose.
Yeah. But so I was like mortified. So one day he calls me and goes, I was stalking.
Yep.
He was stalking me.
Stalking you, yeah.
Yes, you were.
Yes.
You Googled me, looked every video he could find.
Yes.
And sure enough, he found that audition from SNL.
Yeah. What?
Oh. And you thought it was so funny or something.
Who doesn't stalk, though? Isn't that a thing now? Because everyone's online.
And I was mortified and I deleted it. And I was like, this is it. Yeah. He's going to see that I'm like such a clown and he's not going to like me. But it was the thing actually that made you like me more.
Exactly. Yeah. I loved it.
I mean, for fuck's sake, his childhood crush was Ellen DeGeneres.
That's true.
So clearly I found a guy who likes funny women.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres was my crush.
Most crushes at that time were Pamela Anderson. No,
Ellen DeGeneres for me.
Ellen the fucking DeGeneres.
Little did I know, I'd never have any chance with any Ellen DeGeneres, my little 11-year-old self.
Exactly. But yes, to answer your question, I do think that people stalk. Yeah, everyone stalks.
Don't they now? How could you not? I think
so. Yeah. For sure.
Because everything's available online.
Yeah. Can you see my vagina?
Do you remember your friend? Shot? No. Do you remember Jack had a boyfriend and then someone found out that he was wanted by the FBI?
Well, okay, no. So one of my best friends literally went to 3-year-old preschool together. He's the worst best friend ever, by
the
way.
He's the worst, but the best at the same time. Yeah.
Like, he, like, says things like, I don't hang out with ugly people.
He does say that.
But he doesn't, he plays the role of, like, the shallow, gay, superficial dude, but he's not at all. Like, he's such a teddy bear inside, but, like, he thinks it's funny to be shallow and horrible. Like, it's just kind of his MO. Anyway, so he was dating this dude. The second I met this guy, I was like, wow, he has crazy eyes.
Yeah, he did have crazy eyes.
He was like, hi.
Yeah, he was
And
weird.
His eyes were just, like, fucking crazy eyes, literally. Just
he didn't blink.
No, and they were like, we have both have big eyes, but like they were like, just it wasn't about how big they were. It was that they were like
They were like saucers.
Yeah, and they were just crazy. There was something off about his eyes.
There was something.
And I literally looked at him in his eyes, and I was like, wow, he's off.
Yes,
and you know, and Jack introduced us, and I was like, but that was the first thing I noticed, and I thought, something is shady about this dude.
Yeah.
He's hiding something. There's something going on.
Yeah.
And you could tell from his fucking eyes.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Jack calls like a week later, and he's like, delete. If I'll call him Darren because I can't remember his name. Did Darren friend request you? I think so. Block him now. I was like, what happened? He's like, I looked him up on, I did the like FBI, like, yeah, what was it? He did, there's like a website where you can see if anyone has a record.
That's right.
So somewhere, Jack must have been suspicious for him to like,
yeah.
Unless he does that with all his boyfriends.
Jack probably does do that with all his
like,
boyfriends.
So if you've ever been arrested, like this site tells you, can't remember what the site is, but so apparently he had been arrested for assault and battery and like something else crazy.
It was crazy. You literally can't get away with anything now. Like if you've been arrested, it's online forever.
Yeah, like one of my cousins, like if you look her up, yeah, it's just like her. Oh, like it's like four mugshots. I'm like, oh, okay. My aunt calls me. She's like, Laura, have you seen whatever I'll call her? Teresa's. Have you tried Googling Teresa? Four mugshots come up.
I couldn't believe
God.
That. So what does she do? How can she... Is that now going to be it forever? Whenever anyone Googles her name, there's going to be mugshots.
You know, I don't know.
That's crazy.
I just don't know. I just don't know. I'm just so grateful that every time I got arrested, it was before I was 18. So the like three or four times I got arrested were before I was 18. So like everything was... white.
Oh, so you don't have a mugshot before
if you're a kid.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, or like it's wiped from your record.
Right. Yeah, because you're not an adult.
Right.
Yeah.
So Thank God for that. Whatever, though. Even if I was arrested tomorrow, nothing would change with my career.
No, because you were in a career where it wouldn't matter. But for normal people,
it'd probably be good.
Yeah.
Publicity.
But
Laura Clary got arrested.
A normal.
Oh, I'm going to go look at her videos because I want to see who this girl who got
That's
arrested
what we should
is.
Do. We should try Holy and get you arrested
shit,
tomorrow.
Shit, we're on to something, Steven. We are on to something.
Let's arrest you.
Let's get me arrested.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to call the police now.
Call the police on me. Tell them I raped you.
Yes, I will, because you did. No, that's not even funny. Sorry,
that's not even funny.
No, that's terrible.
But, like, kind of reverse rape is a little funny.
It's not funny! Reverse meaning a woman doing it to a man. Well,
it's not. It's horrible. And
up the bum,
it's,
though. Ooh. That would...
That's not funny.
No, but
no,
I think...
No, me raping you
doing
is funny.
Doing a pussy rape. A pussy rape is, like... You can't do a pussy rape. A man...
Yes, can you? I think it's happened.
A pussy rape? How does that happen?
There's probably really dark ways that it's happened. A guy's passed out. The girl gets him hard and has sex with him while he's passed out. That's
rape. I don't
think
you can get hard if you're passed out.
I think that you might be able to.
Nope.
How do you know? If you're passed out, you wouldn't know.
Because your penis wouldn't get hard.
How do you know just because you're passed out is your penis passed out?
I think it is.
How do you know that?
Well, unless you have a wet dream, but then she would...
How do you know that your dick can't... That your dick can be awake while you're passed out?
Maybe it could.
How do you know? Especially if someone's touching it.
Has that ever happened, do you think? A man has gone and reported that?
I guarantee
that.
You it's happened.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's without a doubt many more male sexual predators than there are women, but there are women out there.
But I always assume
really not a lot of women.
I always
are raping out there raping.
A woman to rape a man would have to be up the bum with, you know, on the gentleman.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's, I can
understand.
That's
a horrible, horrible.
That's horrible.
Thing. This is horrible.
But I'm talking about a pussy rape, which would be the pussy penis rape. Could that happen? Is what I'm
and
saying.
And what I'm saying is,
I don't know if it could.
That it probably has happened, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Are you thinking about it?
I'm trying to work out how, if a penis could get erect with its owner being passed out.
Because anyway. Maybe the dick would wake up even if you're passed out.
That's weird to think.
Well, don't think about it.
I'm not thinking about it. I've got a headache now. I was thinking about it. Oh God.
Anyway, so what else is going on with us? I started therapy. So that was very cool.
Yeah.
Just because I, over the past couple weeks, had been sleeping like 12 hours. What is that? Shit. What just happened?
What did just happen?
No.
Was there even an error message?
You know what? We might just have to post the first 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so let's just carry on because I don't even know why that
stopped. Because honestly, I don't know. I think we should just... Damn, that sucks.
Well, at least, you know, this is our first video podcast, everyone. So 20 minutes of this are going to be up online.
That's such a shame.
Boo. But this is the first one. So we got a video portion of this one.
Yeah, we've got like 20 minutes and they can go download the podcast if they want to hear the rest.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah.
So we're going to have Pamela on and she's going to give you guys a healthy tip for the day. Pamela and Roger are going to come on. Cool. So, I'm just going to exit out and Pamela's going to come in and give you guys a healthy tip that'll hopefully help you guys achieve optimal health. Great. Hi, everyone. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, everyone. What?
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
Hello? Is the mic working? Hello?
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 Is the mic working? How can I tell?
I think...
Yeah, it's working, Pamela. Just keep talking.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Okay, I think it's working now. Now, y'all, hi. First of all, hi. Not talking to you, Roger.
Sorry.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking to the fans.
Sorry.
Okay, so when I say hi.
Hi. Please.
Okay. You fucking idiot. You fucking dumb fuck. Just stop talking. I swear to God. Please. Don't ruin this.
Okay, sorry.
Right. Y'all, hi. Christina, if you could just delete that bit. Thanks. Okay, so y'all, hi. How are you?
I'm actually...
Okay, Roger, I'm not talking to you.
But I was going to tell him how I was.
But I wasn't asking you. I was asking my audience, so please just shut it down.
Okay, sorry.
Great.
All right.
So, y'all, hi.
Hi.
Okay, I will fucking kick your dick and maul your balls if you don't stop talking. Thank you. So... Y'all, healthy tip for the day. Okay? Today we're going to talk about being present, being here, right now. Why?
Why?
Okay.
Not talking to you!
Because everything else is an illusion. Okay? If you're in the past, it's an illusion. If you're in the future, it's an illusion. All we have is this moment right here. So in order to get present, we must create a gratitude list in the present moment. Look around. Do you see a tree?
No.
Okay. Why?
I don't see a tree.
Why is it so hard for you to understand that I'm not talking to you? Yes, there's no one else in the room.
You're looking at me.
Okay. No, I wasn't even, though. That's the thing. That's the thing. Just sit. Sit.
Okay.
Sit.
All right. Sorry.
Do you see a tree?
No.
Okay, I'll literally take my fist, okay, and I'll shove it up your manhole.
Oh, God.
If you don't stop talking, delete that part. Christina, delete that part. Okay? Delete that part. Anyway, being here now, looking around, feeling the air, being grateful for each breath we take, because our Creator has breathed life into, okay, breathed life into us, and we must be eternally grateful. Just be here right now with me. Now, what's wrong? Nothing. You start thinking about the future or the past, you're going to be in anxiety or depression, okay? You're going to want to kill your husband, you know, while you're going to want to go while he's sleeping, okay? Snoring, okay? Snoring with his ass out of the blanket. And you're going to want to just creep up slowly while he's sleeping and just smother his face with a pillow until the breath stops.
My God.
So, in order to avoid acting out on those sinful desires that we have, we must bring ourselves back to the present moment and practice gratitude. Grateful for the breath. Okay. That's all I have for this section. I hope that you today could be here with me in this moment. Don't think about the past. Don't think about the debt you have. Don't think about that your house is to be refinanced because your fucktard of a husband gambled the money away. Don't think about that.
I'm going to win it back.
Roger! You're not going to win it back.
I might.
With your slot machine skills?
Yes.
Just go in the corner, please.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Delete that part, Christina. Thank you. Again, this is Pamela Pupkin signing off, hoping that you have a happy, healthy, lovely, grateful, present day.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Okay, guys, that was Pamela and Roger. Really, really good advice. Really good advice. She seems really together.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, she seems really together. So that was fun. And then...
why is she obsessed with killing Roger? And why does she have to say that his bum was out from underneath the covers?
So now I'm going to be taking questions from the listeners. Okay, Alex James, who is hilarious, you guys. If you don't follow him, follow him. He has a huge YouTube account, and his Instagram is Alex, A-L-X, James, J-A-M-E-S. He said, can we make this thing between us Facebook official? I'm personally tired of hiding it. He's like this hilarious, flamboyant guy who's just so funny. He just kills me. He was like a huge Viner, and then he like turned over to YouTube and then Instagram, and he just kills me. He makes me laugh so much. Okay. Coco Rat says, why can't I stop stalking you?
Maybe it's because I'm ashamed.
I don't really believe that, but I do affirmations. I am awesome. I am beautiful. I went to shoot a sketch today with this awesome, hilarious girl, Steph Barkley, and I was driving to go shoot with her, and literally I was doing affirmations on the way. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am perfect exactly as I am. I was doing that, and I was just thinking, if anyone heard me, oh my God, how embarrassing. But I have to say that shit, man, or else I'll be like, I'll be affirming the negative. I'll be like, I'm a piece of shit. I have a lazy eye and I should kill myself. Like,
lazy eye.
Well, I feel like my left eye can get droopy from time to time when I'm tired. Anyway.
I think that happens to everyone.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Okay. Kenna says, how many times a week do you smash Steven?
But I'd like to take over from here.
Christ.
Oh, hey, Helen.
Hi, guys. How many times a week to smash Steven? I'd give that a big never, and I don't like it. He's prude, and he knows he wants me, and I don't know why he won't just put out. Steven, you want to answer that question? Why?
You make me very, very uncomfortable.
And why is that, Steven?
Because you're always following me around. And
since when is persistence a bad thing?
It's a bad thing when it's every single day and I can't even leave the house without you following me.
Just answer me one question.
Okay.
Have you ever fantasized about putting your yogurt slinger in my whisker biscuit?
Never.
Have you ever fantasized about sucking on my milk wagons till the break of dawn?
No.
Have you ever fantasized about that? Have you ever fantasized about me tossing your Caesar salad?
No, that's a no as well.
Have you ever fantasized about doing the old 69? That's where I sit on your face.
I know what it is.
While I'm orally pleasuring you. Have you ever thought about that?
I have thought about it, and it made me physically sick.
So you have thought about it?
Yeah, only to realize.
So we're getting closer.
Well, no, we're not. I'm just saying.
You just said you thought about it. You just said you thought about it.
But I didn't.
You just said you thought about it.
But I was saying.
You just
saying
said you thought about it.
No,
you
I'm just saying.
You just said you thought about 69.
I just wanted to make it clear that I would never,
you
ever
just said you thought
want
about
to smash.
It.
Ever.
You just said you thought about it.
But it was.
But you thought about it.
Only.
But you thought about it.
No, I just.
You thought about us.
I didn't.
69ing.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I really want to say that I didn't.
You just said you did. You just said I did.
I didn't.
Enough.
What?
Mic drop. I'm gone. Bye. You thought about it. Thank you.
Mic drop.
Let me enjoy this moment. Let me enjoy
Jesus Christ
this moment
right
in time.
Okay.
So I can go back, have something positive to tell Granny.
Okay. Oh, God. I didn't think about it.
Let me have something positive to go tell Granny. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Helen. Oh, the dog's crying.
Yeah, why is he crying?
Because he's hungry. I love that we call him the dog. Like,
Oliver.
Can you imagine if I was like, the husband's hungry?
Look what he's doing. He's doing that thing again.
He's humping, guys.
He's not humping. His penis isn't out.
He's doing a slow thrust.
It's a very slow thrust.
Okay. Hulk Pancakes asks, if you're driving a canoe through the desert at 12:30 and a wheel falls off, then how many pancakes does it take to shingle Santa's doghouse? Okay. Hulk Pancakes, how much acid have you dropped?
What I love about Hulk Pancakes is that he's called Hulk Pancakes and then his question also references pancakes.
I'm so upset about that. And this is why I should always like figure out what question that I'm going to ask.
Hulky Pancakes.
Can we just go through? No, I'm not even reading that question again. Another question. Okay. Ooh, Faith2113 says, have you made a video where Hannah gets her period? Brilliant.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
Brilliant, because then Helen could give her the lowdown. Yes. On like periods.
Okay, so when you're menstruating, here's what you want to do. You're going to have a heavy flow the first day. That day, that, you know, whatever. You're going to need two pants and a, you know, whatever.
I love that idea.
Don't play basketball until day three. Okay, trust me, I did it.
You know, whatever.
Oh,
the,
that's
the
brilliant.
Week before, you're going to want more pancakes than you normally do. Oh. Just embrace it. Go for it. Okay. You're going to cry or whatever. She gives her like the girl talk of that's like what great. It's like to have your period.
How old is Hannah then? She's like 11 or 12.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I would say. Yeah. I would say around that. Well, oh, Neil Mezcalito says, who is funnier, Kevin Hart or TJ Miller?
Ooh.
Well, it's funny because I actually think they're both hilarious. Now, I know Kevin Hart, so I'm going to be biased and say Kevin Hart. But I do love TJ Miller, although it sucks that he's punching girls while he's having sex. At least those are the allegations that are out. Now, you can't totally believe everything you hear, but there are allegations out that he's knocking girls out, punching them while he has sex. Now, we don't know if that's true. We don't, but why would she make it up? I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's a
Kevin
toughie
Hart
one.
Hasn't had any. Well, no, actually, I was going to say Kevin Hart hasn't had a scandal, but he did have a little scandal.
Yeah, he had an affair, but, you know, he was bribed and he said no and he came out and he apologized to his fans and his wife and they worked through it.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks. It's, you know, they both suck, but I would say punching a girl is probably, I don't know, worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. So, Anna Banana 815 asks, if Pamela Pupkin met Helen, what would they think of one another?
Oh, that's interesting.
Ooh.
I really want them to meet on Pamela's show.
Yeah, that's a very interesting dynamic.
Because they're, yeah.
I feel like Pamela would be very judgy towards, you know, I'm here with my client, Helen Horbeth, her life coach for the week. And I'm going to help her get back on track and start eating healthy and eating right.
But what if I don't want to eat healthy and eat right?
Well, then you're going to die. Okay? You're going to die prematurely.
You're going to die.
This is going to be so funny.
No, this is not. You're going to die. You're going to die.
No, I'm just saying if you eat unhealthy, you're going to die.
Well, you're going to die too, because you're a bitch.
Okay. Helen, we're not children here.
Yeah, you're clearly not a child. I could tell from the lines in your face.
You know what? You're making this really hard, but I'm not going to stoop down to your level, and we're going to walk through this, and we're going to get you healthy. I don't know. I don't know.
I it's love that Helen just said that Pamela's going to die because she's a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really funny.
That is funny.
Who said that? That's a good idea.
Because I feel like Helen is very immature. She's like,
no, you are. Well, you are.
Definitely.
And Pamela, now Pamela, her relationship with Roger is very toxic and she screams and yells. But most other people, she's pretty tolerant and tries to keep it like she's this spiritual guru.
On
and
the
she
surface.
Knows, has all the answers. Yeah, on the surface.
Yeah.
But I think with Roger, Roger's the punching bag.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely. Poor Roger.
She takes out everything on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, she does.
You know?
But he did lose the house on the slot machine, so he kind of
I like that,
it.
Too. I like that he's not a total victim.
Yeah,
like
he, I mean, he has got a part in it.
Yes, yeah. Totally. Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. So we're and then I guess in other news, we're moving in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. So the wood floors are in. The balcony, we had a big problem with the balcony. They had to redo it. It was expensive, but we just were trying to be responsible and shit. So we got that done. We fixed the sub panel and the fireplace and did all the repairs. Yeah. And I think we're like ready to move in.
I think so.
Of course, Steven and I are like, we should knock out this wall, build a 22-foot sliding glass door out to a patio. It's like, whoa, step back, take a deep breath, and just get in there
before
we start like taking out construction loans and being crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we are. We are crazy.
Yes, we are. That's true. But I still think that's a good idea eventually.
It is a good idea because right now we live in a glass house. Literally, there's no fucking walls. It's glass. Sonny and Cher lived here in the 60s. It's like this mid-century modern house. Now, we rent it. So, A, we rent it. And B, we live next door to like this crazy house. It's no joke, you guys. The people who live next door are, I shouldn't say who he is.
No.
But he's like a reality star, but also there's like they're brothel owners, we believe, there. And like they'll have parties.
Escort agency.
Yes. And they'll have like these like escorts like coming in and out like all through the night, like parties, like loud music, crazy drugs. One time I went in there because the house is like, it's like this crazy mansion. It looks like the White House meets Scarface. And one time my friend Jenna was like, hey, I heard they like host parties there. If you want to like have a party, they'll open their house so you can like host an event there. So can we go over there and see if they do that? And so I was like, yeah, all right. I've never met the neighbors. Yeah, let's go. And so we went over there and Jenna, my friend, is like, hey, Oliver, he's hungry. Do you mind feeding him? And so we went over there. This was before the crazy, crazy neighbors moved in. This was like the neighbors before because people rent this mansion, right? So anyway, we go over there during the day and we're like, hey, do you rent the house out for events? And they were like, no, we don't do that. But do you want a tour of the house? And I was like, yes, we do. Because obviously I want to see what's in this crazy, gaudy mansion. So we go in. No joke. There's a bobcat and a monkey in the living room, in this huge like gold living room. And I actually wanted to call like animal services, but I literally thought they might actually kill me. So I did not, but I'm probably going to the second we move because it's fucked up to have a bobcat in your house. Anyway, long story long, we are moving and, yeah, so we're going from this glass house to a house with actual walls. So it's a little darker and I'm nervous about the lighting and shooting. And so we're just getting to the bottom of that and making sure that we have good lights. And I'm boring myself right now.
He's having his food.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
He's happy now, finally.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. And until next time.
Oh, no. I just want to say, go to your YouTube channel and you'll see the first 20 minutes of this video content.
So really, guys, what would be so awesome is if you could subscribe if you're not already and comment on iTunes or wherever you download this podcast. Make sure to comment. Leave 5 stars. Unless you think it's shitty, then don't. You know, no. They should be honest.
Just only ever do 5.
Never. I would never, ever tell you guys to do something that you don't want to do. I think that's the worst.
They should be forced to leave 5s.
No.
Yes.
That's horrible.
Yes.
But anyhow, guys, thank you again for listening. And make sure to leave a comment on iTunes or wherever you get this podcast. And tune in next week. And yeah, we'll keep you updated on what's going on, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on,
what's going on,
what's going on. That's all I know of this song. I don't know any other words. I just know that part. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?